What's this? A fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague.
Embrace the suck.
Who gave these guys an extra hour?
Well, I think we do a decent job for guys who suck.
Dirt and Sprague.
Why do we suck so much?
On the Fan Sports Network.
Here's to those who love not too wisely. No, not too wisely, but too well.
TV star over here.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Colin! Colin!
Good morning, everybody.
Colin!
Check me out. Check out my beautiful face on K2. What time is it? Do we know what time it's going to play?
4, 5, 6 o'clock.
I'm going to be on the evening news tonight. Mama, I made it!
Yeah, Dirt elbowed me out of the way so he could be on the TV by himself.
He didn't want to be on TV.
Get out of here, Sprague. You're too tall.
Look, I'm a local TV star. When you call Winterhawks games on the CW, people want to put you on TV. You know? What can I say?
Can we acknowledge how weird this is?
It's a little weird. Yeah,
it's 9:03.
It's 9:03. We're still here.
Whoa.
I'm ready to take a nap.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, you're not? You're still going?
I'm still charged.
I'm still standing. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show, and this is the final hour of the show. If you missed the big announcement, hello, we're now on 105.1 FM. This is the show. We are called Dirt and Sprague, and I am Dirt, he's Sprague, that's Swag. We're here Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Good morning to everybody out there. Big Ten Media Days kick off in Las Vegas today.
Yeah, they do.
Big Ten Media Days.
Tony Petitti.
Are you feeling B1G today?
Not quite yet.
Not quite yet?
It doesn't. I'll see the Tony Petitti stuff. I'll see, I forget who else is speaking today team-wise, but tomorrow, Lanning is going to be at the podium.
Dan Lanning will be, I think I heard Patrick say they're going to go live to it?
Yeah,
did I hear that correctly?
Right.
For the podium?
As they should. Wednesday? Absolutely.
Or Wednesday? Yeah, that's tomorrow, right? Today's
Wednesday,
Tuesday?
I think Dan Lanning's on there right around 12:15.
Yeah, so we'll see
the schedule.
Any of the teams today, I have the schedule up and
your
I just closed
your teams today
it.
In Las Vegas yeah. are Illinois. Bielema.
Bielema's not bad.
Indiana, you smoking your cigs.
We'll have to see.
Well, they'll be coming to Oxon, I believe, this year.
They are. Well. The Cignetti's coming to Eugene. We got Maryland and their head coach.
Loxley.
Look at you. I'm proud
they
of you.
They will never fire him.
He can no,
just
he's
keep
been there a
bad
while.
Every yeah. year. And they're like, yeah, we only care about basketball.
Yeah, whatever. Keep going. Nebraska, Matt Rhule, Ohio State off of their national championship, and then Greg Schiano and Rutgers. That is your Big Ten Media
pretty
Day
good ones.
Lineup today.
That's
Rutgers,
a nice little start.
The Ducks will visit Piscataway.
Yeah, we
got
to go out to New
season.
Jersey this year, all the way out to the East Coast.
If you went to that game,
yeah.
Are you a big movie setting guy? So, like, there's different areas. I live in Clackamas, and there's different areas. Like, I live, if anybody out there knows, the Carver Hangar. I live kind of by that. So there's little, like, shops and stuff over there, and one of their big sell points for you to come in and get business is, you know, they shot Twilight here. And people will literally drive all over and be like, Forks, Washington. Kalama. Just to say, like, oh, I'm in the scene where the scene was.
No, my son got driven out there to Forks recently.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, his lady is a movie scene
loves
person.
Twilight.
So one of these.
Wait, are we burying the lead here?
What?
Do we have a serious girlfriend?
He's so, told you.
Yeah.
Oh, have we known this?
Had we've for known. A while now.
Oh, have we really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, my apologies.
I also think you replayed a Dame clip that I played the segment previous.
We landed on the moon!
I didn't say anything. I let you play it anyway.
We landed on the moon! Well, anyways. You stole my segment. You threw me for a loop. I didn't know what time it was.
That's true. I don't normally dabble in that.
When's the wedding? Are you ready for that?
No.
When's the baby?
No.
When's the baby
the
and
baby
the wedding?
The baby comes for the wedding nowadays.
If When he becomes a grandpa, do we only call him grandpa on the show?
Yeah.
Kind of have to, right?
He looks like a grandpappy.
He's definitely, Swag's going to be a great grandfather.
He's a grandpa.
He's going to be all about it.
There's a vibe there.
He doesn't look like a, that's the best thing he got going for you. Is you don't look like a, like if I saw you, nobody would look at you and be like, oh, you could be on the brink of being a grandpa. That's going to be weird when it happens.
Well, so like if you went to Piscataway to go to that Rutgers game, what I was going to ask is, do you find time in your day to go drive past the Soprano house? Which, by the way, I think is for sale.
No, that would not get me to do it.
So you're not one of those people.
I'm not saying all of them would be a no.
Have you ever gone to a movie setting?
You've been to the by the Goonies house?
I don't think I ever have been to the Goonies house in Astoria, to be honest.
I'll give
you
an off the beaten path one. I was in Montlake. I was like at the University of Washington, and one of my childhood favorite movies was Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
I found out where their house was. And I went down that road and I drove past that house at a slow speed.
Do any of those live up to the hype when you see them?
It was kind of cool.
Was it cool?
I loved
now,
that
did
movie.
Did you recreate? I mean, you went to Oregon. Did you recreate the Animal House parade? Like, is there anything still? Yeah,
I mean, I don't think the old building is still. I think they tore down the old fraternity house. That's obviously gone.
You
I
did
think
a lot of blow to try to get in character.
I did the Belushi chugging of whiskey a few times. I tried that one out. And I tried the 0.0 GPA thing out as well. And. They told me fat, dumb, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. So, I just lived out my own Animal House. No, to answer your question, I don't think I would do that if I went to that game.
Okay.
I also wouldn't go to that game. No offense to Rutgers.
Well, you could kind of turn it into a New York trip.
That's how you would
when
have
do
to
do
it.
When do they play them? In November? Or is it October?
It is. Let me get the full schedule.
I thought you had the schedule up.
I thought we were ready to go.
Saturday, October 18th, right in the middle of the season.
I bet the fall over there, it's beautiful.
I bet it's beautiful. I'm not saying it's
garbage, but it's beautiful.
Well, let's rank the road games then. Northwestern in Chicago.
That's got to be up there.
Penn State wideout game.
Now, are you ranking the road games based on the opponent or the city venue?
Combo. Like a place that I would want to go and watch a game because the game's going to be good and it's a city that I want to visit.
So the Ducks aren't at Wrigley?
No, they're at the makeshift, like 15,000-seat stadium Riverfront right on
stadium.
The lake. It's
Ohio
right
State
on the lake.
To play it right it's right on the lake, and it's still in September, so the weather's going to be nice. Yeah. You won't have the lake effect snow stuff coming on.
It sucks, though.
Northwestern's an 11 a.m. local time kick.
But your other road games, so you got that one. Then you got Rutgers, obviously. Penn State, wideout game. Iowa, you get to go wave at the kids in the hospital.
I think Iowa's number two right behind
the
wideout.
Iowa's solid, and then the Huskies at the end of the year in Seattle.
Penn State, one. Iowa, two, because I want to wave at the kids. And I just kind of want to see what that area looks like on an Iowa game day.
Yeah, probably Northwestern 3.
I go UW. You got to go rivalry game. You got to go.
I've been to a Duck Husky game in Seattle before.
There's going
to
be some buzz this year that this could be a year the Huskies beat them.
That's cute.
DeMond's coming back. They got some experience. You got a new quarterback.
Maybe we'll sack him 15 times this year instead of 10.
Okay.
Can you see over the line of scrimmage? Short bastard.
909 on July 22nd, already insufferable.
Not first. 5, not 6, not first. 7, not
first
8.
Shot on FM.
How many in a row will they win?
You
I
lost
don't know.
3 times to them in
Doesn't
a
matter.
Season.
That we also won 12 in a row. People don't forget. Yeah. They also went 0-12 in a season. People don't forget.
I just saw some highlights of that.
Welcome
year.
To your world from hell, Husky fans.
Job at best.
It's not getting any better.
300 yards.
Big Ten Media Day is kicking off today. What is the biggest Big Ten storyline for you two fine gentlemen? Is there one?
I think it kind of has to be Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley, USC's
this
number one for
feels
you?
Like it.
Year 4 at USC.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't break through at a 9-3 clip or better, I'm not saying they fire him, but it's going to, that noise is going to be as loud as it was with Clay Helton.
Should be.
What are we not winning for?
I don't know. I think it's, can Penn State actually do it?
Can Franklin, this is the year. Like, you have the quarterback
Drew
and the
Aller
talent.
Might be the top returning quarterback total package. Mm-hmm. In the country.
The running back is back.
They're like 2 5-star backs. Their defense is loaded. They host Oregon, so you get them at home. They do have to go to Ohio State later in the year.
They almost beat them last year, though.
But they almost did. They've almost beat them every year.
If James Franklin of Penn State's ever really going to do it, isn't this about as primed as they've been in recent two decades?
Here's my counter. I actually think you're hitting on probably the right answer. My counter to that is, they got to the Big Ten title game last year.
They were in the Final Four
last year. Yeah. So, can they beat Ohio State? That's certainly a fair question. They are coming back with all the hype, the number one expectation. But I kind of feel like we know who they are, right? If they lose a game, we're not going to be, overly shocked. If they clean up and win out, I also wouldn't be shocked. They have so much experience coming back that if that was Georgia or Alabama or LSU or whoever, we would have that expectation of them. So I think you're probably right because it's Penn State, it's Franklin. But they had a pretty damn good season last year, narrowly lost to Ohio State, and they were in the Final Four, which is a great season. So
yeah, it was.
I'm trying to go with more like, where is the pressure?
I don't think there's a wrong answer here either way. I think your point on Lincoln Riley is valid, and it's something that I've been screaming of, I'm going to find it really funny in the aftermath of this season if they go 8-4 and that's viewed as hey, look at USC. Because if I would have told you that when he was hired, you would have laughed at me.
In year 4,
if I would have said, in year 4, Lincoln Riley's going to go 8-4 and we're going to applaud him from getting USC going in the right direction, you would point at me and laugh and say, there's no chance that's going to happen. Lincoln Riley came in with the expectations to compete for national championships, and he had a great first year, and the last 2 years have been disastrous for him. And so 8-4 being all of a sudden acceptable, hey, we're going in the right direction, that's just hilarious to me, but I do think that's how they will spin it. See, we improved in the win-loss column, and we're only one play away from being 9-3. But I also see where Swag's coming from. Like, that to me, and it was something that Pate touched on, and I think it's a lingering storyline over the next month going into the year. The sport genuinely feels like, and we've touched on this as well, as wide open as we've seen in a long time. Because you could look at teams that are returning quarterbacks, but do you trust them? Like, to the point on the Penn State question, Drew Aller might be the best quarterback in the country this year. He's coming back for another year. They had a great year last year, went to the Final Four, won the Big Ten title game. Do we trust James Franklin to get it done? Like, in a big game, do we trust Drew Aller to come up with a big performance?
If you can get to a Final Four, should we still be asking that question?
Here's the tough part, though, is that this year, like, they beat to get to the Final Four. They beat to get to the Final Four? And when they played Notre Dame, they were not good offensively, and he struggled, threw a couple picks, and they lost. And they lost to Oregon in the Big Ten title game. They lost to Ohio State when they played him at home, despite not allowing an offensive touchdown or whatever it was, because I think that game was ugly and low scoring. Like, they did get to the Final Four, but also how many teams would have gotten to the Final Four if they were given Penn State's path of getting to play SMU at home and then Boise State at a neutral site?
I think we also need to be pretty honest about this, too. Like, we can point to Penn State. We can point to Lincoln. Oregon and Lanning are certainly in this conversation as well. They went undefeated.
13-0.
They won the Big Ten title. And the look, you can totally say it. I think it's fair. The time off mixed with how the bracket broke out. Nobody saw that ass whooping coming, but like, you still got absolutely embarrassed. Mm-hmm. They don't have a fifth-year, sixth-year quarterback at the helm right now. They've got a guy that last time we saw him threw pick sixes at Reser Stadium, and that's the last. Maybe he learned a lot last year behind Dylan Gabriel and with that system. I think there's going to be a lot of people, and I don't think it's just here in the Northwest with Husky or Beaver fans. I actually think it's a growing segment of college football sickos in all conferences that are waiting for the landing down year to be like, oh, I thought this guy was it.
They'll come out of the woodwork. 8-4 this year, they'll come out of the woodwork.
9-3 even, I think they're going to be like, well, I thought this guy was so amazing. Like, and I don't, you know.
9-3 might be good enough to get in the playoff. We'll have to wait and see on that.
We will have to wait and see on that. But if that's the break point of not making it and they miss it, there's going to be a lot of people. They had a floating duck in the river last year, and they backed that up. Didn't end well for them. So I think Oregon and Lanning are definitely in this conversation for a lot of people going into Big Ten Media Day as well. What is the gimmick they're going to do tomorrow?
Yeah, what are they going to pull off?
I'm curious. I've already heard a couple interviews with him. He did the Bussin' with the Boys one, and he's like, it's still leaving a sour taste in my mouth. But he's also a guy that tries to learn from experiences, good or bad. So I'm looking forward to Big Ten Media Day. Good coaches today, and then, of course, you got Lanning tomorrow.
Yeah, really, I mean, the conference is interesting this year. The bottom part of it I'm not thrilled with, like Maryland, Northwestern, some of these schools are just Purdue, UCLA.
Michigan State's in this, too.
Michigan State. I mean, at least Michigan State at least has a local tie storyline where you're like, can Jonathan Smith do it in year two? Is he going to be on the hot seat immediately?
Right, right.
But outside of that, man, you got Indiana and Cignetti. Can he back it up? They play, you know, Baylor School for the Blind 3 times in non-conference, so that'll be controversial again. Can't wait for that. Illinois is coming in with a lot of hype. Bielema had a great year last year. They beat South Carolina in the bowl game, return a lot of talent. Is this the year Illinois makes noise and makes a college football playoff? Matt Rhule in Nebraska, spotlight's on him. You got to win now. You're going into year four. We're not going to drag this out any longer. You got to win more than 6 games, 7 games. Let's get to 8 or 9. There's a lot of Michigan and Underwood. You asked Pate about Underwood, who is the number one recruit in the country. Like, a lot of really interesting storylines that we just haven't even touched on, kind of the tip of the iceberg of Big Ten Media Days. But it does all begin today. For those wondering what the rest of the lineup looks like in terms of press conferences and audio and all that stuff we'll have on the show, today again is Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, Ohio State, and Rutgers. Tomorrow, the Ducks will be included, as will the Huskies. We'll have Minnesota, row the boat, friend of the program.
Are we going to get him on? Have you heard back from them? I want to talk to Fleck.
I have not heard back.
Can you maybe buzz the tower today?
We will buzz the tower, and it might be something we get. I think it's fairly chaotic down there.
So maybe during camp.
Maybe before camp opens up or something in that little down
to talk. You missed it. He was fun to talk to.
I was out for that last year, I know.
Swag was like on, because Swag was in Indy, and Swag is like, I got Fleck, and we had no, like, I was like, what?
I got him.
So we handed the phone to P.J. Fleck, and we talked to P.J. Fleck, and he was fun.
Northwestern, can anybody name Northwestern's head football coach?
Yeah, it's the interim guy that they gave a contract extension to, the pretty boy.
Pretty boy. I can't either. I don't know that one.
They call him pretty boy on the streets.
That's what they call him? That's what they call him over there?
Absolutely.
Now I want to look
don't
it
you
up.
Know?
Hold on. Give me a second. Googling.
It's the interim guy, though.
It's the interim guy.
Yeah.
The interim guy.
They gave him a real contract.
It's David Braun, you idiot.
That's what
I
said.
Why didn't you say that? What are you doing? So he's going to be tomorrow. Dan Lanning, obviously. Franklin and Penn State.
Does anybody care what Northwestern says?
And Luke Fickell at Wisconsin. No, I don't think that'll be like if you spread them out and all the reporters could choose where they wanted to go, there'd be like four people standing there. And everybody
else. You have four?
Yeah, there'd be four probably Northwestern reporters that are
you
there.
You have four people covering Northwestern football?
You think that many? Am I overselling it?
It's Chicago?
It's a big media market. They're in Chicago.
I've asked people.
They play games at Wrigley.
They don't care.
No. Yeah. I don't blame them.
The Ducks. Do they play all five of those teams on their roster? They certainly play four of
them. I don't know if they play Wisconsin this
year. Yep, Wisconsin's coming here.
Oh, touche. They do. They play every single team then, yeah.
So tomorrow's a big day for Duck fans.
Northwestern's guys should come out like Deshaun Foster and be like, we're Northwestern. We're in Chicago. We got a football team.
It's a big city.
Any questions?
Come check us out. No questions? All right. See you later. Big Ten media days are here, and a football season is upon us. Let's get to people who are upset.
With what?
I apologize. It's not how I wanted the first day to go. We have Pate coming up.
Damn it.
Time crunch.
Damn it.
Can't fit it all in. More sack.
Oh.
Next on 105.1 FM, The Fan. Welcome back in. 105.1 FM, The Fan. First time, long time. Very excited. Big day here for us.
Huge day for us. I just talked to the firm of Harrison Meringue during the commercial break.
Are they here? They are in the flesh. They're ready to go.
Gonna be weird to turn and burn because we have to get ourselves get the hell out of here.
I love the hockey line change.
I do too.
Sometimes you linger and you're like, "What am I still doing here?" I like get everything picked up, get out of here, and then we'll figure out what we need to do.
Well, we don't talk about this much on the air. We kind of become therapists for a lot of people in this building. They'll just come in here and meander and be like,
"I'd say that's more you." I just don't respond to anybody. I think you're the show therapist. You got people calling you and texting you left and right. I just don't respond to anybody, and then they never reach out to me. It's glorious.
Well, we got a little bit of. It's our first day on the FM. Excited for everybody.
Yeah,
I kind of already have show beef.
Oh, we already have show beef.
A little bit.
Okay. Well, let's. I want to talk about your show beef. I also have a problem that I'm dealing with that I need help with.
I told you, blue pill.
So we'll get to that coming up in a matter of moments. We did have some more sack, though. The people were very upset. They had blue balls from the sack. They wanted more. And I get it. I wanted more, too. You wanted more, too.
Sorry. Well, fortunately, we have more room to explore the space.
We have a whole extra hour.
We can dive deeper into the sack.
So let's empty out the rest of the sack today because it's fun. It's a historic day on the station, and a lot of great questions are coming in about the FM move and the station and the fan and all that stuff, right? This is a fun one to think about. 105.1 used to be Bella. Now it is The Fan. Hello. Good morning to everybody who was looking for Bella.
Also used to be The Buzz.
Also used to be The Buzz. No. Bella was not very long lasted. Bella was not here for very long.
There is a funny backstory to the Bella thing. Can we share it? It's over. I mean, we can share it.
It's all public.
So Bella was going to be a rebrand for us internally.
Yes.
And it was sold as more of a targeted demographic towards female listeners.
Yes.
That's why they named it
Bella.
But that was supposed to be followed by female radio hosts for the station.
That was a standalone to pull as a drop. That would have been great.
Except
I don't know why we can't be Portland's besties.
We can be besties.
Yes.
I want to be besties.
I want to be your besties.
There's a lot of lady sports fans in our market. WNBA is going to be here. Like, there's tons. Diehard Duck fans, Beaver
Thorns fans,
Timbers fans. Let's
get thorny.
But we were supposed to hire female hosts for that station, and then we didn't do it, and we still rebranded that way.
We did, yeah. And the joke has been internally, when we flip, should we just call it 105.1 The Fella instead of Bella?
I mean, no, it's The Fan.
No, we're a Big Ten. The fellas and the Bellas are welcome.
That's right.
You're all welcome to the ball.
We got a big umbrella.
Mailsack, if you could control your own FM station all day, what would you play? You can mix and match music genres with talk radio if you want.
I'd play early 2000s rap.
Early 2000s hip hop?
Yep.
No talk, any talk mixed in? Do we have shows? Or were we just like straight music, homie?
Well, no.
No? Straight music?
Straight music.
Don't interrupt my music?
None.
I just want nothing but music?
Power Hour.
Swag, what would you play?
Oh, man.
It'd be called Skeet Skeet, by the way. 105.1 Skeet Skeet. That's what I would play. Early 2000s.
What does that mean, Brandon?
Yeah. I'd have a little John on there every once in a while.
There'd be such an odd
array
of things between.
I feel like I'm back in junior high now.
Between Rat Pack stuff, Harry Connick, Michael Bublé, and then Janet Jackson and Rihanna.
What is that station?
What do we call that station? What do we name it?
Swagalicious? I think they called it Bella.
Absolutely.
That's like what they play.
I would be the same. I just would play my playlist, all the hits. I feel like I got a good taste in music. I like all genres of music, and you would get it all.
Your playlist would be so old.
Some new stuff from 2008 in there.
At least one James Taylor, though, every hour.
Dude, every 15 minutes. It's like a Sports Center update. You get a James Taylor. Remind people. October Road, here we come. Mail sack, if you could remove one play-by-play or color commentator from any sport or any network, who would it be? Let's eliminate somebody on day one.
Mike Tirico.
That was a quick answer, really. Mike Tirico, huh?
Does nothing for me.
Does nothing for you.
No. Lillard shot in the Rocket game. Great. Great stuff. Don't get excited.
I'm trying to think of
on Sunday
sport.
Night Football anymore. Mm. I mean, I love Collinsworth. That's always great. But yeah, man, I hate to say it. I know it's maybe a bit of a hot take for some. Consummate pro. Obviously knows what he's doing.
A total
yes,
pro.
Total pro.
Don't
it's very
give
vanilla.
Yeah.
I'll give you one. This is probably easy. I'm balancing two color commentators in my head of which one do I want to eliminate first. I think I'm going to go Brady.
Well,
I'm pulling the plug on it 1 year in. Go be an owner. Just give me Greg Olson back. Greg Olson's better than you. I don't care if you get better. You will never be better than Greg Olson at that job.
That's true.
And I want Greg Olson back.
Go be with Sidney Sweeney and own the Raiders.
Dude, go date hot chicks and own an NFL team.
Sophia Vergara, by the way.
Yeah, he's having a great summer.
He's having a great summer.
So stop ruining my NFL Sundays, Tom. You ruined them for 20 years. Stop ruining them now. So I would go Brady. Swag?
I'm with Sprague. Tirico.
Really? You also feel this way about Tirico.
There's just nothing.
I don't get excited when
dynamic.
I'm
dynamic.
You know, good. I mean, like he's good.
He's good. Nobody doubts he's good.
He was on the Open Championship. What did he didn't add anything? One, they had too many people. Now, obviously, they're on the air like straight in the booth for like 12 hours a day, and they're handing stuff off. But there's so many really quality guys on Golf Channel that are there all the time, and I know. And Tirico kind of swoops in, and he's prepared. He does his homework, but. You know, I'd rather have more Terry Gannon, and I'd rather have more, you know, Steve Sands and those guys.
I think about taking off the color commentator of the Winterhawks games when they happen to be on the CW.
That
guy sucks, dude.
I'm like, do you watch hockey?
Guy doesn't know anything about hockey.
You said that guy's name wrong.
How did he get that job? I'm still wondering that to this day. Remember when they sat sat me down to do that, and they're like, you want to do these games? I'm like, are you sure you want to hire me? That was literally the thing what came out of my, are you sure about this?
Fair question, but you're doing good.
Is this a typo? Did you meet with the wrong Andy Johnson? I'm confused. Mailsack question, more so for Sprague. How's your training for Hood to Coast going? Getting pumped. I'm currently training. My 6 mile split is 47 minutes. Feeling great.
That's pretty good, man. That's a little quicker than me. I actually, yesterday, wasn't planning on running, and the wife was like, man, it's perfect weather for running. You going to go run? I'm like, well, now, sometimes I need that. So yesterday I ran 6.5 miles. My issue actually isn't cardio. I feel great. I feel like if you gave me a bionic knee, I could run 15 miles, no problem. It's that I think I have early arthritis in my knee. I had knee surgery in college. I didn't properly rehab it because I was poor.
That's not great.
So once in a while, my knee will like throb in pain as I'm running, and I have to kind of do like a limp thing to eventually make the pain go away. But yesterday we ran at about an 8:45 pace, 6.5 miles.
I mean, you'll be fine. You're going to train. You want to do better. You'll be fine. You'll be all right.
It's going good, but also it's terrible. And I'm asking myself, why did I do this again? Yeah. This is the 10th year for me.
Last year, you get a decade in, you're done?
I said that last year. I said that 2 years ago.
I feel like this has been 3 straight years for you. This has been this is the final one.
Yeah.
You're the retiring, you're Barry Manilow right now. You're Barry Manilow coming through Portland saying you got to get your tickets because you're never going to see the show again. And then in 2 years, Barry Manilow is going to be 85 up there rocking out.
Well, I'm a big team guy. I told my kid this yesterday. I had a great moment waiting for my car to get fixed. And I said, you know, she's like, I don't know if I'm going to play high school basketball. I go, you should. Even if you're not good, just do it. Because the moment I always remember in high school basketball is being in that locker room for the final time. We got our asses kicked by Centennial. Didn't matter. I was emotional. I was crying my butt off because you're just not going to play with those people anymore. And yeah, you play rec leagues in college and whatnot. It's not the same. It's always a little different. And if you go to college to play sports, that's fantastic. But I yearn for team activity. And the Hood to Coast thing kind of gives that to me. I love the team thing. I love rooting people on. So yeah, I want to quit it, but it's Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
I can't quit you.
You can't quit you. What does the FM do for the mental image of the listener who has never seen you guys in terms of your height, weight, facial hair status, and the car that you drive? What do you think the new listener is seeing today?
I don't know. Hearing?
Or I mean, they what they're picturing, hearing. What they're
I don't
they,
know.
When I
don't
hear
know.
Your voice, what are they picturing?
If I hear my voice, I turn it off. You think I'm joking? A commercial pops on. I don't want to hear myself. Feels weird.
I feel like maybe I'm wrong on this. I feel like I sound kind of like I look. I'm a short, dumpy, 36-year-old bald guy. Is that how I sound?
Yeah.
Yeah? You don't think so?
I don't want to agree with that.
You don't want to agree with that?
That's, no. Too self-deprecating.
You're not going to give me that victory? That small little victory?
I don't think it's a victory. You didn't describe that as a victory.
Maybe it is,
Bob. You called yourself dumpy.
Maybe it is, Bob. I mean, I'm a little dumpy. It's all right. We're in the trust tree. I can acknowledge it. I'm okay with it. I went for a walk last night. I have these old, I've realized that I need to get new basketball shorts. I have a white pair of basketball shorts that I wear sometimes, and they've just, I've worn them for so many years and so many yard work projects.
Where's this going?
They're just like permanently like stained, like discolored.
Sure.
And I wear them out and like going, and then you run into neighbors and I'm like, I wonder what they think of me when they see me like this.
Okay.
Probably look a little dumpy.
You know, I wouldn't classify you as dumpy. That is a term that was used about you years ago.
It was.
But I think you've grown.
You think I've grown
out of my... You got abandoned polos on,
grown out of my dumpy stage?
Yeah.
Last one. Favorite non-Portland area golf course, but you can't pick Bandon. I would go, I'm going to give you two for Stone and OGA.
Oh, I love OGA.
Stone and OGA would be my one.
Did you classify OGA as Portland area?
That's, no, it doesn't count.
50 minutes away.
That's outside of Portland.
Okay.
Non-Portland area golf course. So that's, you know,
oh,
non-Portland.
Okay, non-Portland.
So I don't know if Stone Creek applies. Maybe Stone Creek is too close for some, but those are the two I would go with. Swag?
Four Sills? Tethro is amazing.
Tethro is pretty
Tethro.
Cool.
I had a great time. I know for other people that
Tethro will eat you alive, man.
Absolutely nuts.
I can speak to that. But, it destroyed me. I do want some revenge on her, though, now that I'm in a good mood when I golf. The Reserve North is pretty great.
That will do it for us on the mail sack today. Emptied out. Well done.
Good job.
First good job, everybody.
There we go.
Good job, everybody. I got a couple of NFL notes. We'll see if we get to those next. I also, I got a problem, and I need some help, and it's not what you think. But I'm hoping somebody out there can provide solutions. We'll see what we get to. We got 27 minutes left in the show. Our first day on 105.1 FM. All right, welcome back in. 9:38 on your Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us on this maiden voyage.
Before we get to your problem.
Yeah.
Because we've got the firm of Harris and Moraine coming up here at the top of the hour.
We've been 22 minutes, another live local show right when we're done. And I want to get to our show beef here, too. Let's figure out how we're beefing on day one.
Let's get that done now.
Yeah, let's beef.
Very excited to hear the 10-1 show. Very excited for Luke Anderson today, happy hour.
And we're live and local from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
First time in fan history, dude.
Bananas.
So yesterday I'm driving around. I'm listening to the station as you normally do, and I'm driving to a dealership to get a tire fixed. And I'm hearing the then Noon to 3 show. And look, I totally understand that people don't partake in it. But the blasphemy that was Danny Moraine.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
Saying we don't have a beach.
We don't have a, what does that mean? We don't have a beach.
We only have coast and that our beaches and our you know, coastal town, that they suck.
Oh, whoa.
I took real offense to this. I almost drove off the road. My daughter, who's 13, loves the beach as much as her dad.
She started crying in the backseat.
She goes, who is this? I want to fight him.
I want to find this guy.
And I said,
attack him like a spider monkey.
Let's hear him out here. And he basically, his thing was, if it doesn't have white sand and you can't swim in the ocean, it doesn't count as beach because he's defending Damian Lillard, which is interesting because I think he grew up here too. First of all, I was at the beach this past weekend.
Yeah, you were there.
The sand was white.
It was.
Fogarty Creek water. It was cold, but you could dabble in it with your legs.
Don't be a wuss. Get your ass in the water.
I've also been to California, and unless they're surfing, there ain't a whole lot of swimming going on in the ocean anyway.
No.
Most of the people are in thong bikinis tanning.
Yeah.
So, like, bad take.
Horrible take.
And we have beach. We have beautiful beaches.
Yeah, it's just, that's a really
It's just
bad
not
take.
A year-round
It's not a year-round
situation.
Thing. It can be if you're into that kind of thing, but for most people it's not. In the summer, yeah, that's a really bad take. Nobody would say this. We're like the beaches of Waikiki.
Definitely
like we're
not
comparing that. It's not the same. But to say it's we don't have beaches.
Yeah, he said all the sand
is dirty. You go to
Cannon
Beach, go walk around. The sand is not dirty. I don't know what beach you're going to.
Glorious.
Maybe up in Washington it is, but not down here.
And then of all the things he did,
Manzanita. You're telling me Manzanita's not a good little coast town? Are you kidding me,
dude? I'm telling you, I went to like three of them this past weekend.
That's horrible.
The only thing he defended was saltwater taffy.
Saltwater taffy's disgusting.
Thank you.
It's gross.
I'll go to the beach for saltwater taffy. Go to the beach. Be at the beach.
I'm offended, and I'm okay with the show beef. I'll allow it.
It's a show beef.
Show beef.
Okay.
We're right. He's wrong.
We got good beach towns.
Yeah, we do. That's disrespectful.
Especially in the summertime, dude. It's perfect.
Yeah, move back to California.
It was 68 degrees on Saturday in Lincoln City.
Walking and running the beach in the summer is the absolute best.
Great.
Going to be there in a couple weeks. Just walk for miles and miles and miles. Let the dog off the leash. Go crazy, man. That's what I'm all about. I have a problem. I'm just curious if anybody has answers to this. No, it is not extending or lasting. My problem is I have discovered we just moved into a new house about 6 weeks ago, and you're filling out all the little, you know, intricacies of it.
All the stuff that wasn't on the building inspection?
Yeah, you know, little stuff that pops up, and it has dawned on me after being alarmed by a couple of times seeing it, now confirming it is a full-time resident. We have a skunk living in our backyard.
Ruh-roh.
Ooh.
Like, legitimate. I had seen it once or twice out of the kitchen window walking in the backyard, and I thought, uh-oh. Neighbor across the street mentioned the first time we met him, hey, be careful. There's a skunk that kind of hangs in the area, and it sprayed our dog, so just be careful. It's okay. You know, my old family dog has gotten sprayed. I don't know where they come from in the Selwood, Westmoreland area, but all right, we'll keep our eyes peeled. Saw it once or twice. Thought, that's not great. Getting back from a walk last night, our neighbors came out, and they're like, hey, by the way, just want you to know, like, that thing's living in your backyard. We see it on our camera on our side of our house literally every day, and I don't know what.
Yeah, you're going to have to call some sort of pest control.
Is that what you have to do? Do I have to get a pest control guy?
You got to remove. Services. I mean, you need to remove.
I got to remove the skunk. I got to get rid of the skunk. And I have a little, like, man cave ADU kind of thing in the backyard that I like to go hang out in, and now I'm terrified of being out there when it gets dark out because I got to walk back into the house.
You need to call the pest control and be like the guy from Titanic trying to steal a spot on the boat. I have a child.
I have a child here. I have a child. I'm literally terrified. Literally terrified.
Is there dog food in your backyard at all?
No. Huh. No dog food in the backyard.
I'm surprised your dog hasn't scared out.
The neighbor said, well, I don't usually let my dog out that late because I go to bed.
Just in general, I assume it sleeps under there.
I would think.
So like it would hear a dog and be like, I got to get the hell out of here.
So I need help on this. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. Do I get a trap? Does it spray everywhere? Do I get a pest control guy? Are there things that I could spray? I read that the smell of urine will deter it.
Somebody told me this about rat because I had a rat in my shed and I got rid of it. They said cinnamon. Rats hate cinnamon.
Will do it.
So there's cinnamon sticks all over my
shed. Did the cinnamon work with your rats?
Well, I had piles of wood, so getting rid of the wood pile and then removing what it was eating in the shed, which was grass seed, that did it because there's nothing else in the shed for it.
Now there's nothing for it to eat.
It's moved on.
All right. Well, if you've ever dealt with a skunk and gotten rid of one, let me know. I need some help. I'm a little panicked right now internally, and I don't feel comfortable going in my backyard when the sun's down, so that's not a great thing with a new house. Let's wrap it up, put a bow on our first show on 105.1 FM, and we'll close it up on a Tuesday next on The Fan. Well, apologies. I guess we had a little YouTube difficulty there at the end of the show. But making it 3 hours and 45 minutes without any snafus until the final segment, not bad for day one. Not bad, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, great job.
Just wanted to kind of end the show where we started the show. Hello to all our new listeners, if you are still with us. We are from 1080 The Fan. We're now 105.1 The Fan. We're the morning show, Dirt and Sprague, and we're going to do the show every Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., and it's been a crazy day, to be honest with you. We didn't get a lot of sleep last night. We've been excited, been building for this for a long time. A lot of people helped make this happen, but it's a really cool feeling for me, and I think I speak for you as well, of guys who grew up listening to this station, grew up in this market rooting for these teams. You know, my dad used to turn on Cowherd on my way to school when he would drop me off in the morning, and to think back to that moment and thinking about, man, that'd be kind of fun to show up and talk about the Blazers and the Ducks and the Beavers every day, to now being the show that gets to be the first show on FM, and the rest of our local lineup will kill it the rest of the day, and we'll set that up for you here in a moment in case you missed the announcement. But it's been a full circle day, and just wanted to again thank everybody, and there's too many names to list in the short amount of time that we have, that helped make this happen. This is a really cool day, historic day for the Fan Sports Network now on 105.1 FM.
Yeah, I think the coolest thing, aside from just making history and having the station flip to FM for the first time, is, you know, it's cheesy, it's a little corny. I think what I love the most is just seeing kind of the general excitement.
Yeah, everybody on the team seems to be pretty pumped up right now.
You know, like, everybody's going to be on the FM now, and Dusty's done such a great job behind the scenes. Swag is working his tail off. Ryan Cooley, you know, getting the new gig and becoming our GM and saying, dude, this is the priority. And to see kind of all the excitement and buzz that we've been behind the scenes hearing and talking about to see it executed, and executed pretty flawlessly today. Aside from that 6 second little, are we on the air? Are we okay? it's been stellar, man. So I couldn't have asked for a better first day on the FM. The listener interaction's been great. I'm looking forward to the rest of the lineup today, as you said, to crush it. And it's going to be one of those, I understand what's happening, but it might not really hit me until some random day in a couple years where I'm like,
wait a minute,
that was pretty cool.
Wow.
To just be able to start everything on the FM. It's I'm very grateful, humbled, and I'm excited for what the future is here on the station.
Well, for those who missed the big announcement yesterday, Isaac and Tuke announced it at 3, and it was very hard. We were trying to build it up, but also not give it away. So it was like a combo of, like, we wanted people to know there's something really big happening, so make sure you tune in at 3 o'clock, but also not, you know, let the cat out of the bag, if you will. If you missed the announcement yesterday that, yes, we are now on FM, so go ahead in your car preset, 105.1 FM. Make it the new P1 station. If you want to be a P2 or P3, that's fine. We'll allow it too.
We had a listener say, P1. Now FM being my P1 will be better than when people are, like, I think it was like Uber rides. People going, why is an AM radio
on? You still
on
listen to AM radio, huh?
Yes, I do.
Old-timey radio.
Now you can have 105.1 FM be your new number one preset. And so it's I've gotten a lot of texts from buddies and listeners and chiming in about the quality of the sound and the reach and all that. It seems like it's going great so far. So that's awesome. So we're now on FM. The daily lineup, if you're wondering, hey, it's 9:51. I just got in my car. Why the hell are you two idiots still here? It's because we go till 10 now. Our show got extended an extra hour. Now we have to think of all sorts of endorsement ideas and pitch ideas for who's going to sponsor the final hour of the show. 6 to 10 a.m. We're off the air here in a matter of moments, and immediately after us, we have a hockey line change. We're out, and the firm of Harrison Morang is in, Harris and Danny Morang, who have maybe the shortest-lived 12-3 tenure in the history of the fan.
We were pretty close. We were there once upon a time with a third member of this show.
How many 12-3 shows did the firm of Harrison Morang go? Four shows, 12-3.
Yeah, that beats us.
We were a little bit longer than that, but not by much. And now they're going to be 10-1. And one listener pointing out, by the way, good observation.
Yeah.
We are the only show left on the fan without a name.
Touche.
Because it's the firm with Harrison Morang.
Yeah.
Then it will be, Ducks Insider will be after that. Not today, but usually Ducks Insider will be after that from 1 to 2. Then it is Happy Hour with Luke Anderson. Show name, Happy Hour.
That's
Luke
a good
Anderson.
Point.
And then Primetime with Isaac and Sook.
Look at us.
The flag bearers of the station for 20 years who have been here a long time. And I do want to make sure we close up with thanking them again, because there's a time in Swagnos as well. There were 3 employees in the building, and that was it. We had 1 live local show. They were the only ones. There was no need to do any more or ask for any more. And usually when we did, the answer from corporate was a no. And to go from them kind of carrying the torch for the entire station to now having live and local 6 to 7, it's a credit to what they've helped build and the longevity of their show and how good they've been for how long they've been. And I know Sook said some really nice things about our show, and he's been listening for a long time. And so we appreciate their support over the years and wanted to give them their kudos and flowers as well on a big banner day on 105.1 FM.
And I know Rop has been supportive, though the first comment when he heard we were going morning was, I'll never listen to your show, which I love.
Yeah.
Overall, it's great to have support of those kind of people. You want those people in your corner. They mean a great deal to the entire history of the station and everything that it's become. But also, there's a lot of other people behind the scenes as well. I mean, Swag is somebody that we all kind of like to rib on the air once in a while. But, dude,
Swag's been making this thing run for 10 years.
He works as hard.
Jason Swigart wasn't employed at the fan for the last 10 years.
The fan would not exist.
I don't know if the station would exist anymore, let alone not be on FM.
So he also needs his flowers, man. He's been here a real long time. He took a chance in a career, and it's paid off for him. And he's doing an exceptional job. He's helping us a lot in the morning slot, even though some days we want to kill each other. It happens. That's normal. That's called working with people. And Dusty. I mean, Dusty is kind of thrust into a new role. He wanted the challenge. He took it on. Dude's hit a home run, man.
Yep.
It's a great start for him, and we're really happy to have him in the role that he is, and, of course, the Overlord.
Our fearless leader, Ryan Cooley.
The Giants fan himself.
Giants and Yankees fan himself.
Daniel Jones,
Ryan Cooley.
That's what we
call him around here.
I call him Aaron Judge now. He's hitting dangers, man. That dude's going deep. So
we
thank you to everybody.
We renewed our deals back in February, and he was a big part of that, and there was a big push to, you know, a vision of where we wanted to go, and we've been talking about this for months, about an extra hour and an FM move. And it's one of those, like, we've talked about an FM move for so long and getting an extra hour on the show for so long that it's like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Like, it's a great idea. I trust you, but Are we really? This is the
I've
time.
I've heard this since Tim McNamara. Of like,
it's been a long time.
FM. Like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah, FM. We're going to do it, huh? And now we're here. He got the job done.
Yeah.
Ryan Cooley, forever.
Congratulations,
a legend.
Ryan Cooley.
And so, one final text I'll read. Mm-hmm. And if you want to save the number, if you're new to the show, 503 864 6326. That is the fan text line. You can interact with us there the entire show. I enjoyed this one to wrap it up today. I turn on the fan. No Jason McIntyre. Deeply disappointed in this decision. Maybe. If there was someone on here who could do a good impression instead, otherwise I'm out. So, Colin!
We traded Rui Hachimura in a second-round pick.
What do you think about Rui Hachimura, second-round pick, for Damian Lillard?
Be happy. Take it.
That will do it for us, folks. If you missed the show, Ben Golliver was on talking about his piece on Yong Hansen. Great stuff from him out of the Washington Post.
Very good stuff from Golliver.
Also, the return of Damian Lillard and what it means business-wise and basketball-wise. Mm-hmm. And then the commissioner of the sport, Josh Pate,
the return of the commissioner.
The return of the commish to talk college football. Tomorrow, we get the Ducks at Big Ten Media Day.
Yes, we do. Landing will be on the podium live during Harrison Moran.
I got NFL notes I didn't get to today.
We got some nuggies.
We got all sorts of stuff.
Status Story, the debut of Status Story on the FM dial.
First FM Status Story.
Oh, I'm bringing it tomorrow.
I love it.
And we'll get a great guest.
That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast. Has our website changed, by the way?
Yes.
Is it 1051.com?
Okay. I usually say that, and I thought, I don't know if I want to say that.
1thefan.com? Is our website, our URL different?
Did somebody steal that?
At 1051 on Twitter. We'll tweet it out as soon as we're done. You can catch the show on YouTube as well. And thanks, everybody, for watching. Subscribe to the channel. Like the video if you haven't done so yet. Thanks for being a part of a historic day on The Fan. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Moran is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.